Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
This is fun. You know, when I tease, you know, I tease because I love. I'm just kidding around. But I don't mean anything by it, you know what I mean? I usually, I'm just kidding around. And I like to play. I like to push the edges. But it did cause someone to once come up to me after a show, and he asked me, "Has anyone ever tried to fight you after a show?" And I was like, "Well, no one's ever really tried to fight me. They pretty much just begin to fight me. They win the fight, and then the fight ends. That's what it's like to fight me." But then I remembered, when I thought about it, I did actually win a fight one time after a show. I will tell you this story now. It's important for you to remember, for the purposes of this story, that the show I performed at was a Christmas/Hanukkah-themed show. That's important information. It will come in handy later, okay? I had just gotten off stage. Obviously, it had gone very well, because I've never had a bad set. And I'm just kind of sitting in the back of the room, just sort of thanking God for the skill set that he's blessed me with or whatever. When these two bully dudes came into the room, and they were being total jerks. They were like rifling through people's stuff and yelling things out at the performers on stage, and I was so angry that when they decided to leave, my ego wouldn't allow them to just exit without me commenting on their behavior. And the way that I chose to do that was to applaud their departure, as if that was gonna teach them some big lesson in humanity, like, "We're glad you're leaving. Were you applauding? I noticed, and it really made me do some thinking. I've gotta make some serious behavioral changes." That wasn't what happened. He turned to me, he's like, "Are you applauding, you little four-eyed bitch?" Or whatever thing a bully would say in that moment. Now, I happened to be holding a dreidel in my hand at the time. Because it was a Christmas/Hanukkah-themed show, guys. Not just because Jews have them at the ready at all times, just in case some shit goes down. So I just threw the dreidel at his head. Which is like the most impotent Jewy way to start a fight of all time. Take that, you fiend! Like, I don't know what I thought was gonna happen. It was gonna land on a certain letter and I was gonna win the fight. He did not respect the rules of the dreidel game. He was just like, "Well, come outside then, bitch." And I was like, "I will come outside, bitch." And I ran outside and the guy just started punching me immediately. I was like, wait. What about the part where we put our hands up in the air and yell about how we want to fight for 10 minutes? He wasn't interested in that part. Punch, punch, punch. That's the first thing you realize as an adult in a fight is, oh no, I am fighting. I am in a fight now. I can't unfight at this point. You can't opt out. Like, you know what? I've thought about the possible consequences, both moral and physical, and I've decided not to fight you after all. It's too late. You're already engaged in the fight, you know what I mean? So I had to do something, you know what I mean? Like, and okay, I'll admit to you guys, I'm not a trained fighter. But I have watched a lot of UFC, which is almost the same thing. So somehow his head, I don't know how it happened, somehow his head fell in here, in my choke zone. I have renamed it now. So I just started choking him. I was like reeling up on him, and I could hear him beneath me kind of gurgling and choking. Like, normally I'm super into that, ladies, but in the moment, I was afraid. I was like, "I'm gonna kill this man. I don't wanna kill a man. What do? I have to do something, I have to say something." So I say, "Are you done?" Because that felt like the right thing to say at that moment. "Are you done?" And he popped his head out of the choke zone, looks me in the eyes and goes, "I'll never be done." I was like, oh no, I'm fighting a knight. I am fighting a knight, a medieval knight from the Round Table. He will never be done. He will fight me to the death. I will die in his arms tonight. I'm freaking out. Luckily, he quickly changes the subject by spitting blood all over my face.
Oh, are you not into that?
Me neither! I am freaking out. I'm just thinking about all the diseases I just caught. Because I'm already a hypochondriac, or as it's more commonly known, a Jew. I can't deal with that. I'm freaking, he's gone. He's no longer there. I'm just fighting AIDS. It's me versus AIDS. He's everything that's ever caused AIDS ever. He's like a passive anal sex recipient and a dirty junkie sharing a rusty needle underneath a bridge and a blood transfusion bag from the 1980s swaying back and forth. A Senegalese woman living on the side of the freeway. You know, like Notre Dame, the fighting Irish? He's like the fighting virus, and it's me versus him. I don't know what to do. I just go back to the choke zone. I don't know how it happened, but somehow his head fell back in the choke zone. Providence, I guess. So I just, this time I was like, this is it. I have to take my opportunity. So I reel up and I just choke him as much as I possibly can. And the guy reaches up and taps out. He tapped out. To me, he tapped out to me. I was like, oh, I know what to do here. I release thee. Which if you ever want to end a fight on a super alpha note, that's how you do it, just to let him know who's boss. I release thee. If you have some confetti in this pocket that you can unleash at that moment, you're released. The glitter makes them know what just happened. Nadia Comaneci backflipping away, ta-ta. The moment I released him, though, I also released this flood of shame. I just immediately felt like, why am I fighting? I'm a grown-up. How could a grown-up, you can't win a fight as an adult, because even if you win, you're a loser. You're fighting in the streets. I mean, my shoes have popped off during the melee. I look down, I'm barefoot. This is in the Tenderloin in San Francisco. I am barefoot in the Tenderloin, which in and of itself causes AIDS. I keep thinking about my college degree as if it's somehow connected to why I shouldn't have been fighting. It was instant. To the moment the fight was over, the shame came. I mean, it was like the closest feeling I can compare it to is the feeling, you know, the moment when you're with a person that you shouldn't be with in the first place, the moment after you have an orgasm and you're like, oh no, what am I doing with my life? Oh no. Who is this beast laying next to me? And you just want to push that person off of your bed. Not to hurt them, but just to make them go away. You want them to fall into a portal at the side of your bed and pop up in front of their own front door, having forgotten the previous 4 hours of their evening. Like, I could have sworn there was an effeminate Jew somewhere in my evening. Never mind, carry on with my life. But I didn't even get to sleep with this guy. No nuts were busted. It was just shame. All I got was shame. I was so upset at myself. I was like, I can't. I ran up to the guy. I go, the guy was just fighting. I go, I'm so sorry. I don't know what got into me. I have a college degree. You understand. He shakes my hand, walks away. The bouncer, he's freaking out. He has never seen anything so noble in his entire life. He's like, I can't believe it. These two gay-looking kids came out of my bar. They attacked one another, shook each other's hands, and walked their separate ways. There truly is a God. But for me, I was just left feeling all this shame and remorse and guilt, and then I remembered, wait a minute, I won this fight. Like, there's somebody here who's having a worse evening than me. Think about that guy's night. Think about that. Think about this, right? You're in a fight with somebody. You're in his choke zone. He's choking you out. You tap out. He releases thee. You look up. And it's me looking back at you. Hey! I hope you have a pleasant evening.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.